order. This is a meeting of the Ethics Commission. Couple of thoughts before we start. We're going to try to keep this meeting tight and run it efficiently because there's an executive session immediately after. So for the benefit of the public, I'm going to hold public comments, as we always do, but I'm going to limit them to 2 minutes. So if you're thinking about making public comments, craft your message accordingly. Let's start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Let's take a quick moment to go around the room, introduce ourselves, say our names for the benefit of the recording. I'll go first. Ellen Schmidt, Commission Chair. Oh, I was going to have you go next, JJ.
Sorry, I'm J.J. Dixon, committee member, commissioner. Mary Glenn Love, commission member.
Cherry Pollack, Office of General Counsel.
Andrea Myers, Ethics Office.
Erin Dolan, Ethics Office.
Let's wait for 1 second, because this is is this the first meeting you're attending in person, Erin? We've seen you.
The first full commission meeting.
The first full commission meeting. So Erin is the new attorney with the Ethics Office, and we're so excited. I mean, we're excited, but Kirby's really excited to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. Sandy Homerkouse, Ethics Office.
Carla Miller, Ethics Office.
Kirby Iberdorfer, Ethics Director.
Linda McCallum, Commission Member.
Eric Freiberger, Commission Member.
Darcy Gowner, Commission Member.
And a voice from our mysterious phone, which I still can't see.
Latonya?
Latonya Lipscomb-Smith. Commission member?
Yes, Latonya is here. Thank you, Latonya.
You're welcome.
Do you want to recognize visitors in the room?
I will get to that. Thank you. So for us to have quorum, we have to have 5 people. We have 6 in the room and 1 on the phone, and so I want to talk for a minute about our member on the phone. Latonya has requested to attend telephonically because she's on medical leave from the birth of her daughter, and she's not yet medically cleared. You'll remember, because this has come up before, that the Ethics Commission needs to determine whether Latonya's inability to be in person constitutes extraordinary circumstances. If so, then she can should be permitted to attend all the meetings today telephonically, and she'll be able to vote. Kirby, do you want me to talk about this or you? Because there's been opinions by the Attorney General regarding extraordinary circumstances.
Either way, whatever you're comfortable with.
You go.
All right, I will. So the Attorney General for the state of Florida has opined in several opinions that if a quorum of a local board is physically present at the meeting, it is permissible for an absent member of the board to attend the meeting by phone if the member is determined by the board to have extraordinary circumstances, such as an illness or a medical reason that prevents them from attending in person. And you have in front of you this nice little handout that Andrea Myers, our program and training manager, did for you. That gives you a brief introduction to what extraordinary circumstances are. And the Attorney General has, in a number of opinions, determined that medical reasons can constitute extraordinary circumstances.
Thank you. Just a note of order. Latonya, participating by phone, she can't hear you if your microphone isn't on. So if you're going to speak, please make sure that your microphone is on so she can be fully engaged in the meeting, assuming that we vote and agree that she can stay. Latonya, do you want to add anything about your reason for not being with us today?
Yes. I've recently given birth to baby girl Olivia. Yay. And I'm unable to attend for that reason. So thank you all for your consideration.
Thank you. So I would entertain a motion on whether Latonya's inability to attend the meeting in person constitutes extraordinary circumstances, if someone wanted to make such a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I think I heard four seconds. I heard so many. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded.
Everyone
Any
agrees.
Further discussions or questions for Kirby or I about the extraordinary circumstances? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is there anyone aye. Is there anyone opposed? Okay. I would like to give a job to the Internal Operations Committee related to this. I think that it would be helpful, so I'm looking at you, Mary Bland, if the Internal Operations team, if the committee could come up with a standardized process for this so that we'll have a procedure to follow and maybe have already considered what would meet extraordinary circumstances. So I wonder if you would talk to Kirby about
sure.
getting a meeting together. To. Okay, I would appreciate that. Kirby, do you have an ethics thought for us for today?
I do. This comes from Desmond Tutu via Carla. Thank you very much. Compassion is not just feeling with someone, but seeking to change the situation. Frequently, people think compassion and love are merely sentimental. No, they are very demanding. If you are going to be compassionate, be prepared for action.
Thank you. We'll move to minutes approval. You should have some minutes before you, the Ethics Commission meeting from November 1st, 2021. If you take a minute to review them, if you haven't had a chance to already, and then if someone would motion to approve them.
I would move to approve the minutes from November 1st of 2021. Do we need to do them separately, or can
yes,
I do it
please.
All together? Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Aye.
Oh, thank you. We also have the Legislative Committee meeting minutes from the April 13th, 2022 meeting here. So if you could do the same thing, please review them, and if after you review them, somebody would be open to making a motion to approve them.
I would make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Second.
2 seconds. Excellent. Any discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 So moved. Thank you. Now we have a report. So we're going to start with a report from our ethics office. Kirby?
Thank you very much. It's so nice to see everyone in person.
Mm-hmm.
The ethics office has been working very diligently on several initiatives. We have been doing a lot of training. We have been working with the school board on their ITN process for the proposed sale of their headquarters in exchange for a land swap. We've been doing conflicts of interest screenings for their evaluation committee, and we'll be doing them for the school board as well. So that's been a major initiative. Aaron has been busily researching tons of conflicts of interest issues and some secondary employment matters, and Andrea's been steadily working on gearing up our trainings. So we've been quite busy. We just submitted our budget for this coming fiscal year, and it's going to remain the same, other than we've asked for an enhancement, which is an increase in city language, of $630 for dues for Erin, because her job requires her to be a licensed member of the Florida Bar, and also we would like her to join one of the professional ethics associations. And I recently attended the virtual conference for the National Ethics and Compliance Initiative, ECI, that was really enlightening and really had this phenomenal segment on engagement. So Andrea and I are going to be trying to work on that and figure out how we can leverage that here locally in the city. So going forward, we have the big council training for the council and other elected officials and some board members in June. That'll be about 3 hours. We have financial disclosure compliance that we'll be working on. Everybody has to file by July 1st. and working with the Ethics Commission on some of their exciting initiatives you're going to hear about. So, and Carla, also, I've been remiss in not mentioning Carla. She's been helping us on supplemental projects and at the ready to answer and help work out some confounding questions sometimes. So I thank her as well for her dedication and work.
Thank you, Kirby. Cherry, do you have a report from the Office of General Counsel for us?
No report. Thank you.
Thank you. Darcy, how about hearing from the Complaints Committee?
We have been working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we have 5 pending cases.
5, okay. And Judge McCallum, the Legislative Committee?
We have met. All 3 of us were present, and we are taking up 2 issues. One that was an issue that rolled over from, I think, maybe 2 years ago, actually, that we are going to take on, and Dr. Freiberger has agreed to take on some potential legislation on the issue of public officials disclosing travel and gifts.
Ooh.
And I am going to be taking on the lead on preparing an initial draft on campaign advertising with first responders.
Thank you. That sounds like interesting work.
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay, so we have new business, and as was noted, we have a guest today. So I'm not sure you guys know, but part of the job of being the chair of the Ethics Commission is that I have a seat on the Inspector General Selection and Retention Committee. And in most years, you only warm that chair twice. But I have been in that chair, I don't know, 12 times, a lot. It's been a busy, busy time for the Inspector General Selection and Retention Committee, as those of you who read the paper will probably know. But all that work was fruitful because it resulted in our guest, who is Mr. Matthew Lassell, our new Inspector General. And I've invited him here today just to briefly introduce himself to all of us so that we can get to know his face. Welcome.
Let's get him a microphone. Hold on just 1 second. Sorry.
I never know during this time of day, is it good evening or good afternoon? I'm not quite sure.
I went with afternoon, since it is light out.
Good afternoon. I appreciate everyone the opportunity to come and talk to you today. I know you're very pressed in terms of a busy schedule this evening, so I'll make this very brief. I've been in the position since March of 21 of this year, and during the course of that time, my main focus has been on trying to right a ship that was a little bit cattywampus in the water. So I think we've made some progress in doing that. We moved a couple of folks around, brought some new folks in, and I think refocused our energies on providing a much-needed service to the city. You'll see that there's been a recent, I guess, a flood of reports that have been released, and there's more in the works. We'll have 2 more out this week. So my intention on coming on board was to clear out some of the old stuff and then start afresh. I've made a pretty concerted effort to meet with some of the independent agencies and try to present to them with opportunities that we can collaborate on and show something in terms of benefits for the city. So I appreciate all the efforts from Kirby and Carla and Ms. Schmidt as well. Thank you for all of your interaction. I appreciate it. So far, so good. It's been a very welcoming environment, so I appreciate that. It's been a little bit of a challenge for me after 30 years, you know, with the federal government. Switching to the city government was a little bit of a challenge, just different nuances and different vernacular, and I keep saying things from the military and the federal side of the house that people correct me on. I think Mr. Hughes has corrected me on the word billet versus FTE about 20 times.
Yes. So, I heard 3 of them.
Yes, yes, yes. I too, got my budget approved, and the same thing. We really didn't ask for many increases. I did ask for a little bit of an enhancement. We don't have any vehicles, so we got an enhancement for a vehicle, which was nice. And I'd also ask for additional money for potentially hiring a director of audit.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that'll come to fruition either this year or next. So short of that, I look forward to working with all of you. I appreciate the opportunity. Like I said, this position has been eye-opening in terms of the scope and breadth of what the city does, and I think the opportunities are there for us to make it a little bit better. I'm all about process improvement. I'm very much into collaboration, and my meetings and interactions with the independent agencies thus far have been very fruitful. So we look for opportunities. If you guys have anything you need from me, please don't hesitate. Probably through Kirby is probably the best way to do it, or just reach out direct. Is there any questions, any interests?
Any questions for Mr. Lassell? Or I got permission to call him Matthew.
Well, again, I know you guys are pressed, so I won't bore you with the details of my life. But thank you very much for this opportunity, and I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. We're happy to have you here, and we look forward to having you back in another meeting where we can hear more from you.
Absolutely.
And about the work your office is doing.
Absolutely. Look forward
thank
to
you.
It.
And Ellen, if I may.
Oh, did I?
I was remiss in my echo report of not mentioning a very fruitful meeting that we had with IG LaSalle with Andrea and I, and Liz Gonzalez in the IG's office and the esteemed Inspector General. And we met for about an hour and a half, and we talked about a lot of things and a lot of ways to collaborate and how both of our offices can help each other. And so I'm very excited about this new venture that we're going to go on together. And we are going to assist his office. They're currently doing a required audit of City Council compliance with sunshine laws. And so we're going to assist their office in providing some information that they need for their audit and some other things. So very much grateful for that wonderful meeting and for all the assistance you've helped us with so far.
Thank you.
Excellent. We're off to a great start. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So next on our new business is nominating committee and solicitation of applications. So I believe you all learned in an email that we have a vacancy on the Ethics Commission now due to the recent resignation of Imani Boykin. She resigned effective at the end of April because she needs to make some time to help take care of her mom. And she's not here to hear us, but I send out a virtual thank you to the universe for Imani and for the support that she gave to the commission and her work here during the time she was with us. Her seat was one, like mine, that was appointed by the commission. And so our internal operating procedures has a rule, it's rule number 7, that tells us what to do. And we need to determine how to fill the position. So the recommended procedure is to use the Internal Operating Procedures Rule 7 that provides for a nominating committee. The nominating committee is either appointed by me or you could volunteer to serve on it. We need probably a minimum of 3 people who want to do that. And then we would oversee the solicitation of applications, the interviews of candidates, and then make a recommendation to the full commission for who we as a group would like to appoint to the role. That's what we've done historically, and we last did it when Ms. Boykin was appointed back in 2018. Any questions about that? Do you want to hear the rule? I could read it.
That would be helpful, actually.
I will read the rule.
Thank you.
Okay. It's IOP Rule 7, Appointment of Members. If a commission-appointed member vacates his or her position prior to the end of his or her term, the commission shall determine at the next regular meeting how the rest of that term shall be filled. In a case where the member does not want to serve again, the nominating committee shall oversee a broad solicitation for application and resumes, establish interviews, set objective criteria for selection.
And this is in the notebooks of everyone. There's a tab for your internal operating procedures just to let you know. It's towards the back of your notebook, and it's under Rule 7, Appointment of Members. It's the third, starts on the third page of the internal operating procedures in case you wanted to read that.
If I remember correctly, we broadly advertised the vacancy. Kirby, you have a list of organizations that we provide the announcement to.
I do.
But we're open to having, if there's an organization that is missing from the list that you're familiar with that you think might be a good place to solicit a potential new member, Kirby can add them to the group that receives the announcement.
Yeah, and we did distribute that list that we used last time to 20 different organizations, civic organizations, and news publications.
Is that in here somewhere, and I just haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, I just have one comment. On number 3 for the D.W. Perkins Bar Association, I don't think that's a good email address for either of those people anymore, just FYI. Octavius is with the state now.
Okay, great.
And
thank you.
Rhonda Peoples-Waters is a county court judge.
Yeah.
That's just
a normal
voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
So I just wanted to...
I appreciate
just
that.
One thing I saw and
no,
I know.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I can't tell you anything about
it. So I'm going to put it out there that I enjoyed serving on the nominating committee, and I participated in the interviews when we selected Imani and LaTanya, and I'm going to volunteer myself to serve again and I wonder if anybody else wants to volunteer. I have a plan for voluntolding, if not.
I'll
volunteer. Oh, I got two volunteers. I don't have to use my plan.
No. What was your plan?
So my plan was... I'll tell you. You're going to see the revised committee assignments next. I think you also had these emailed to you. And so my thought process was open government hasn't met in a significant period of time. And so I was going to call on the people in that group to serve on this committee. I joked to Kirby that we'll get some time out of them for that committee. Not that you're not doing other work, but that was my plan. Yeah, you can vet it. This,
I think that's a good plan too.
I did warn Kirby to kick me if I talked too much since we're trying to keep the meeting tight, but this is the hardest part of the job, is figuring out who goes on what committee. It's really hard. I want everybody to get their first choice, and I think this time everybody has their first choice, and some people have their second choice, and some people have their third, but everybody got their first, so I sleep like a baby knowing that. So we have our nominating committee, me, Darcy, Judge McCallum. We don't have to vote on that, or do we have to vote on adopting that?
Nope.
That's, we just do it. Okay.
You have the power to appoint them as chair.
Let it be. Oh, so done, magically. We talked about the revised committee assignments. The reason why we had to do that is, of course, because of Amani's resignation. It left the committees unbalanced, and people would struggle for quorum if we didn't do a little reorganization. So that's why that happened. Any questions about that? Does it make sense?
Can you repeat who are the members of the nominating committee now?
Yes. Judge McCallum,
okay.
Me, and Darcy.
Thank you.
Kirby, do you want to talk about filing of Form 1?
Yes. So each year, as members of the Ethics Commission, you are required by state law to file your Form 1 financial disclosure. It's, you're always filing for the prior calendar year, like taxes. So your Form 1 that you'll file this year was actually titled Form 1 2021. So it's a summary of your financial assets and obligations for 2021. And just a reminder that you have to file that by July 1st with the supervisor of elections and the county in which you reside, because the State Ethics Commission will start imposing fines if it's not filed on time. So there should be a blank form that you can take with you to fill out, fill those out and get them into the SOE. If you have trouble getting them in, you can send them to our office and we can get them over to the SOE for you.
That office could not be nicer. I go there in person usually and turn it in, and they're so sweet.
They're very nice.
Any questions about the filing?
That's okay.
Okay. Kirby, you're up again, because the next item on the agenda is the Ethics Commission annual report.
Great. Wonderful. And if I may just jump back for just a brief moment to the nominating committee, just to let you all know, for everybody's information, there was a timeline of the vacancy. And the notice and the application from last time that we used. So if you're interested in knowing about that process or wanting to provide some input, just feel free to take these with you and get back with me, and we can talk about it. I just wanted to, in case anybody wanted to have some input into the application and the notice and everything, I just wanted them to know that they had it.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I be heard briefly?
Absolutely.
What is the timeline for this? With my current situation, I volunteered, and then I'm thinking myself, I'm in trial for the next 6 weeks. And so I don't know how quickly y'all need to move, and if so, you might need to replace me.
So that's a great question. It's really at the discretion of the mission and how quickly they want to move. But from the last time that we did it, it was... maybe about 6 weeks or so, because we do push it out, the application, and we give them 2 or 3 weeks to do it, and then we'll try to schedule interviews, and then the person then comes, the nominating committee will bring back their recommendation to the Ethics Commission at the next meeting. So it's going to be a little bit of a process.
Okay. Will you need anything from me within the next 6 weeks? This is my question, because I am in a trial. So
yeah, it'll take a while to get out the application. I don't see that being a problem.
Okay, good.
I don't think it's going to affect the quorum of the commission going forward, mm-hmm. With one vacant seat. And it'll take a while to get everything together and to advertise the position and give everyone enough time to want to apply and get it in. And so.
Okay. I just didn't want to snag up.
No, I appreciate
the process.
It.
Okay. If I could ask a question on
of
that.
Of course.
So I'm relying on this timeline you guys gave us, and that works for me. But if it's a different timeline.
Yeah, this is just a sample to kind of give you a general idea of each of the steps and what is required. But the committee can set its own timeline.
Okay. All right.
And remember, I have a plan B, so I have a plan B. I can make a plan C if I need to. Are we good? Do you want to do your talk to us about the Ethics Commission annual report?
Yeah, I was just going to briefly mention that we have a copy for you. Each year, the Ethics Commission is required to file an annual report with City Council, and it's due before City Council by the end of June, according to the ordinance code. And so I had just the summary of the annual report here. It's the same format we've used for the last several years, and it just lists everyone who was on the commission and then a general summary of the major areas of focus of the commission. And last year it was complaints. It, of course, was the hiring of a new executive director based on the retirement of the unfortunate retirement of Ms. Miller. and then the commission did some great work in making recommendations to an ordinance that established the new section in 602.413, and you reappointed LaTanya. So you did some really great work that's reflected here in your annual report.
Thank you. And when somebody has a chance to review it, they can get in touch with you if they have any questions.
Absolutely.
All right. So if you look at it, you want any more information, Kirby will be available to you. We've reached the part of the meeting where I invite public comments. And now, Mr. Nooney, do you have any public comments you wish to make today?
Yes.
Okay. Come on up. And when you get started, I'm going to give you those 2 minutes this time. Do we want to give Mr. Nooney a microphone?
Yes, we're working on it.
We're
going to
give you a microphone so that the recording can hear you and so that LaTanya can hear you as well. Oh, thank you. I'm thanking Mr. Nooney because he's handed me a public comment card. All right. Ready?
All right, go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
You know, I think you need to let up on
it.
There you go. It's the
epilogue. All right, can you start over? All right, Brian Kilmeade is right. Jacksonville is a mess. You know, the public trust just destroyed. Our charter's been gutted. Go look. You know, I participated in the Charter Revision Commission 2 years in a row. I invite anyone to go up. Destruction of public records. You know, ethics, to me, it's gone. And, you know, just 2 minutes, you know, but I'll tell you what, you know, like I did with the Charter Revision Commission, you know, I swear the testimony I'm about to give is the whole truth and nothing but the truth and not a Charter Revision Commission fib. But, you know, here's the agenda. You can go watch the city council meetings. It's evidence. But that poor guy, you know, the IG took over for Lisa Green, you know, 2022-10188. You know, that's the invisible guy. Because in the city council agenda, it's agenda item 99. It's not even noticed for public participation. So then here's the April 12th one. And then here, you know, look at all the public participation on a full page. And then here's one, you know, with Peggy Sidney. You know, in 1 week, you've got, and this is our inspector general guy. I'm telling you, you know. It's horrible. You know, it's horrible with what's going on in here. But if you haven't watched any of these, public participation is the ability to address your legislative representatives before a vote is taken on any piece of it doesn't happen in the Jacksonville City Council Legislative Committee process. That is wrong. That's not freedom. And if you don't believe me, just go watch some of these tapes. It should be one of the biggest campaign issues for mayor and city. I wouldn't vote for one person. You know, if you're not allowed to address. Now, you're doing it here, and you can look in your minutes. Okay.
Sorry.
And that was just 2 minutes.
That was 2 minutes.
But, you know, there's nobody here. Any questions?
I'll give your form to Sandy so it can be included with our package for
the
minutes.
Yeah, and I hope all my other
Thank
ones
you.
Are.
Sandy's nodding yes. So next on our agenda is our announcements. I don't have any announcements. Does anybody have any announcements they need to share with the group? No. Okay. Then we're going to adjourn at 5:03. Thank you, everybody, for your time. Garen, welcome again.
Latanya, we just adjourned, and we will call you from the other room.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Kirby,
yes.
To file these.
Well, she's not the same anyway.
And it counts.
So, if I